You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Thursday afternoon. I'm Yovai Extension's Todd Gleason. On the phone line, Mike Tenora. He's at T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Mike. Thanks for taking the time with us. Go through the weather forecast for this evening, tomorrow, the weekend, and then into the next week for the Midwest and right here in our part of the world, too, please.
Yeah, well, we essentially have two different things that are taking place in the weather world. The number one issue is that we have the polar vortex dipping southward from the Arctic Circle. This is the coldest air in the northern hemisphere, and right now it's located over the Canada prairies and extending into the U.S. northern plains. This is why temperatures across eastern Montana fell to 20 degrees below zero, and that's just the actual air temperature. We should see temperatures in that region falling into the minus 30s over the next couple of mornings. So we're talking about an extreme air mass as far as coldness goes. Now, we will see a taste of that across Illinois, not only beginning today, but continuing all the way through about Tuesday. We won't be anywhere near as cold as they will be in the northern plains, but we will see minimum temperatures in the single digits on many mornings coming up here over the next 5 to 6 days. Now, we don't think there'll be a very large winter kill threat for Illinois and for the Corn Belt, for that matter. There's a number of reasons for it. Number one is that we have a large snowstorm that'll move through southeast Missouri, southern Illinois, and then into parts of Indiana and Ohio over the next 36 hours. So areas around Carbondale and into possibly St. Louis could be looking at a 5-inch to 10-inch snowstorm from this. That will blanket all of that wheat in this region, so it will be protected from any coldness that occurs. But more importantly than that, temperatures just won't be cold enough to induce winter kill. We really need to see temperatures below zero. And we think that across the soft red winter wheat belt, we won't be seeing temperatures anywhere near that cold. But nonetheless, a big change is occurring right now, and that's going to last here for a while.
No good news for wheat growers in the United States. Wheat growers in South America have been in the process of harvesting, and of course they're also in the planting season and mid-season. It's a very long season, depending on which end of that continent you happen to be on. Can you tell me about the progress there?
Yes, well, harvesting is progressing across Argentina right now as far as the wheat crop goes, and that will continue for a few more days. But as we head into the weekend, and especially early next week, a wetter pattern begins, so wheat harvesting will tend to slow. South America does have an interesting pattern that is underway, though. The jet stream is flowing from southwest to northeast across all grain and oilseed areas of Argentina, Paraguay, and Brazil. It's unusual for all of these areas to be receiving energy from the jet stream, and because of this, a wet pattern is occurring, or will be occurring at least over the next 10 days across a very large area. So we're not looking for any dryness problems anytime soon in Argentina, Paraguay, or Brazil for either the corn or the soybean crop. Everything is looking very good, with the possible exception of Argentina corn. The problem there is that it was super dry several months ago, so a lot of the corn was not planted. Now farmers in Argentina are focusing all their attention on soybean planting, and corn planting is far behind because of this. With rain in the forecast from Sunday, Monday forward, and a high probability for rain at that, we think there's an argument to be made that all the corn in Argentina might not be planted simply because of an unfavorable weather pattern early in the season, and then with rain now, you can't plant. It's too wet.
Thank you so much, Mike. We do appreciate it. Mike Tenora is with T-Storm Weather in Chicago, Illinois. And that wraps up this Thursday edition of the Closing Market Report. I'm Todd Gleason.